Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Let's get into the Warriors. They're 3-0 on the season. They're in OKC, who is 0-3. But let's get the Warriors side of things as they sweep California. They beat the Lakers, the Clippers, and then the Sacramento Kings. And Kendra Andrews is great. She, of course, with NBC Sports Bay Area covering the Warriors. Dubs Talk podcast. You need to check that as well. Follow her at Kendra_Andrews. And she joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Good to talk to you again, Kendra. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're never better. So they sweep through California and go 3-0. What are your impressions of early, but through the first three games?
Well, the thing about the Warriors right now is that just dropped one on the floor.
You're fine.
Where are you?
I'm at my house. I'm just dropping things left and right.
You're multitasking. You got the AirPods going. You going AirPods and hands free?
I
love that. Is she there?
The Warriors. You still have me?
Yeah, we still got you.
Yeah, we got you. Okay. We got you. Go about your day. We don't want to intrude on your day.
The Warriors' first three games is that they've won them in three different ways, right? They've shot the ball extremely well, which we saw them do in the preseason. But then when the ball isn't going through the hoop from distance, they're also able to cut to the basket. We've seen Steph Curry, of course, go off, but we've also seen the deep bench and everything that they can do for this team. So it's all really encouraging what the Warriors have done so far.
And they obviously, you know, were able to beat the Lakers and Clippers and then, you know, go to Sacramento and get a quality win. And they really scrapped in that game. I think they figured out, they clearly know how to play off of Steph Curry now. Everybody has a role. They go to it fast. Even when Steph has the ball in his hands and he gets trapped, they know how to play around his greatness, which seems easy, but it's not. You got to figure it out. But Andre did not play in that game, Kendra. I think they've upgraded him to probable with the hip. What are you hearing about Andre Iguodala for OKC tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. He has been upgraded as probable, and that's all I've heard so far about Andre. The thing with him is that he, of course, played extremely well in the two games so far that he's been in this season, but the Warriors do not want to push him. They don't want to run him down ragged so early in the season because he is going to be such a crucial piece for them down the stretch, you know, especially when you start approaching the offseason, so they don't want to push him. I don't think that we're going to be seeing Andre play those, you know, mid-20 minutes that he's played in his first two games. I think it's going to be more in the teens. So what they're doing with Andre right now is pretty precautionary. They just don't want to run his body too deep into the ground right now.
Kendra Andrews joining us, NBC Sports Bay Area, the 3-0 Warriors taking the 0-3 Oklahoma City Thunder tonight. You wrote a recent piece. Look, I don't expect Draymond Green to score 14 on 6-12. 1-2 from three-point land the rest of the season. But it seems to me that when he is aggressive offensively, that it even adds more energy to his defensive side. And obviously through preseason and everything through camp, Steve Kerr has encouraged Draymond to shoot. So what kind of that type of a performance, what can it do for him?
So much. The thing that I noticed with Draymond Green last year, taking us back for a second, is that the Warriors never told him, we want you to score. We want you to be aggressive on offense. So he didn't operate on that end of the floor with a lot of confidence. We saw him hesitate a lot. Do I shoot? Do I pass? Do I cut to the rim? What exactly do I do? But this season, there's been a clear message from Steve Kerr and the coaching staff that they want him to be aggressive. And as you said, that's just going to add more fuel to the fire of what he can do against the Kings. He just moved with so much decisiveness, whether it was to go to the rim, to kick the ball out, to shoot the three. That one three-pointer that he made, his body looked so steady. His feet were well underneath him. He shot that ball with confidence. And then exactly as you said, he then gets down to the other end of the floor, and he also knows exactly what he needs to do and where he needs to be because he is that defensive anchor. So I agree that Draymond's not going to score 14 points on 6 of 12 shooting every night, and they don't need him to. With such a deep bench, they don't need him to score 14, 15 points per game. But if he could put up 10 consistently and then just play with that decisiveness, it'll be so, so good for the Warriors.
Kendra, I remember vividly an interview you and Grant Lifman did where you sat down with Draymond, and it was really fascinating. I mean, you guys did a great job, but he's one of those guys where you just say, hey, how are you? And there he goes. And now he's on to everything. And he's saying, I'm the best defensive player that's ever played, which was interesting. And I thought he started last year really slowly, a lot of factors. But then, you know, when they started to turn around their year, he turned around and he wound up playing really well. But Steve has talked about, you know, his conditioning and everything. Just where is Draymond Green at, the total game to start this year, do you feel?
He's further along than he was a year ago at this point in the season. But from what I've been hearing from Steve Kerr and others in the organization, they don't believe that he's at 100%. So personally, if this isn't his 100%, then we're off to a great, great start with Draymond Green if he's still playing catch-up. That being said, I don't think that he's far off from being where he and the team wants him to be.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
You know, an interesting guy because he's in the finishing five is Damian Lee, and he's always been a guy where you'd see flashes from him, and you thought, hey, this guy can be a real member of the rotation. Then there's other times where he falls out of the rotation. You're not really sure what he is. I know when they were really bad, he played a lot of minutes, scored some points, and you're thinking, well, somebody's got to play. Somebody's got to score points. Mm-hmm. But he's in the finishing five, and he's looked really confident early in the season.
Yeah, he really has. He's put up some huge shots for this team down the stretch. And it's exactly what they need to be seeing from Damian Lee. And you guys, you have to remember that Damian Lee's season was cut short last year because of COVID. And he told me a few days ago that it took him about 2-3 months over the summer before he felt that he was himself again, that he was back in the shape that he was before he got COVID. So for him to kind of go through that and then be able to come into this season, play meaningful minutes off the bench, give some more scoring depth, especially when Jordan Poole has had an off night here or there. He did against the Clippers, and Damian Lee was able to step it up. So again, when we talk about the depth of this team, D. Lee is absolutely a huge part of that, and it really gives the Warriors some cushion at the guard spot.
And until Clay comes back, and we'll see what condition he's in, Kendra, John's talking about the finishing five, and you got Andre in that mix as well, but the three constants are Steph, Dre, and Andrew Wiggins, and then it rotates a little bit there. Certainly Damian Lee can do it. The other night, it was Jordan Poole that played a lot of minutes in the fourth quarter, and he had not played in the finishing lineup the first two games, but Steve applauded him, and clearly he's making an effort to guard defensively, whether or not he's a stopper, he's trying hard. But there was one line that was used on him, I think it was Dr. Rick Celebrini, who said it about him, and I thought, whoa, that he's the strongest player on the team, pound for pound. I think he's gotten stronger. I thought he was not a very strong player when he came into the NBA. Was that Dr. Celebrini that said that, actually?
It might be. I'm not quite sure. I actually hadn't heard that quote yet, but that is quite a testament to what Jordan Poole has been doing in the weight room and in the gym. The one constant thing you will never stop hearing about Jordan Poole is just the workhorse that he is and how much work he puts in off the court. Jordan Poole, I mean, he is just a sponge in terms of advice that people give him, ways that he can improve. You mentioned defense. That was obviously an area of his game that was a weak point. They told him he needs to get better, and he's putting in the effort to get there. If they told him you're a little small, you need to put on some more muscle, some more pounds, the first thing that he's going to do is get into that weight room and start working on it. So it's just a testament to Jordan Poole's work ethic. But that is pretty crazy if he, pound for pound, is the biggest guy on the team. I wouldn't expect that.
Kendra Andrews joining us, NBC Sports Bay Area. Make sure that you check out the Dubs podcast as well. I got to shout you out, your parents out, your Oakland zone. And I don't want to make this about your sister, but I got to imagine that you're incredibly proud that she did a great job in the bubble, obviously. She took over NBA Today, which used to be The Jump. You two are quite the dynamic duo.
Oh, thank you very much. It was always our plan from early childhood to just take over everything.
Early dominance, yeah, dominance of the NBA, because you guys are doing it. It's really cool to see.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, look, I'm extremely, extremely proud of her and also lucky to have her as a mentor and as a teacher to me, watching her on NBA Today. I was actually just talking about this with my boss a little bit ago. It was a great learning tool for me to see how you mix in hosting with reporting and making sure you maintain that voice, facilitating conversation while also staying neutral as our jobs is just being reporters. So yes, endlessly proud of her, and the parents are beaming and they're very excited.
Well, have you made history? I'm thinking, you know, the Albert family, they had all the brothers who were working in the NBA, and then Kenny.
Yeah.
We've had second generation, and now Ian Eagle's son, Noah's doing the Clipper games, but two sisters working in the NBA
yeah.
at the level that you're at. Are you guys historic? Is that mom and dad got to be beaming?
We might be. I think when I was in Denver to start last season, she covered the Nuggets Clippers Christmas Day game. And I think that Mark Stein tweeted that we were the first sibling duo or sister duo to work the same game together. So if not siblings, then definitely sisters. So it's definitely fun. And yes, my parents are very excited, especially, you know, as lifelong NBA and Warriors fans in particular. They're definitely living vicariously through us right now.
Well, that's really cool. The both of you are doing great. We appreciate it. Thank you for the time and the insight. I know we'll talk to you throughout the season, but it's always fun and you're doing great work.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a good one, you guys.
You too.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.